The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Hey, welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I'm your host for today, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
How are you today, David?
Well, I'm here.
You definitely are. I see you. A radio audience can't see you, but he's definitely here. David, you are a Project Independence member from our Roslyn Advisory, our Roslyn region.
Yes.
You and your beautiful wife, Joan, have been involved with Project Independence for years.
For years,
I see you over there. We're kind of like blocked, but... And you're involved in a lot of things with Project Independence, and we're very, very grateful to that. And we like to acknowledge that because it takes a lot of time. You're on our, obviously, our radio show committee, our advisory
committee,
the Pioneer newsletter committee. You're also involved with the Romeos.
Retired older men eating out.
Romeos. Okay. So isn't that great? So we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the second half hour.
Sure.
We're doing Talk of the Town because we have some great guests. But I just want to talk a little bit more about Project Independence. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Services include transportation for food shopping, which is at no cost, and medical visits, which there's a charge and it's a very reasonable rate. And so if you're a resident of North Hempstead and your doctor is within that area, you get you can go to the doctor at a much reduced rate using a taxi service, just like you would use to call a taxi for any other service by calling 311. We also have a minor home maintenance program. We have our human services, nursing and social work services. We work with Northwell for our nursing and JASA for our social work. And we also have a fantastic nurse from New Health, formerly known as NUMIC, and some other acronyms going back. But so we have these nurses and social workers who are fantastic, who work out of different regions. So like in your region, you have, I know Audrey is a social worker, and maybe Danielle, or I'm not sure who is the nurse.
Sure,
we've got Kelly. We've got so many fantastic. Joanne. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How can I forget about Joanne? Joanne is our original nurse from the NORC, which is how we started Project Independence. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I just wanted to acknowledge our incredible nurses and social workers. We have fitness classes, community education, information and referral, anything that's needed. And if we don't provide that service, we try to connect you to that service. We don't ever hang up on anybody and say, well, we don't have that service, so bye. We really work on finding that service for you. One of the great programs that we have is this radio show. And one of the ways we're able to connect people to services is by talking to all kinds of people out there, whether in the town, specialist agencies, doctors, nurses, health centers, you name it, on the radio show. And we'll definitely be talking to our guests in a few minutes and get all their information. Today's show is going to be a special one. Our first guests, we have Susan Christie, and you're an MS, which is...
A Master of Science.
You're the Coordinator Clinical Specialties, Sports Medicine Departments at New York Institute of Technology College of Osteopathic Medicine. Right. That's a really long title.
Yes.
We might have one person here who has a longer one. So we're going to be speaking with Susan, and then we're going to be speaking with Mendy Haar, and you have a lot of acronyms after your name, PhD, RD, CDN. Now, what are all those acronyms?
PhD, I have my doctorate, a PhD in health sciences. RD, or RDN, is a registered dietitian.
dietitian. CDN is certified dietitian nutritionist. That's the New York State designation. And FAND is fellow of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. That's the Academy is the credentialing body in the nutrition profession.
Wow. Well, we're very happy to have both of you here. Mindy, you're the Director of Academic Management, Department of Interdisciplinary Health Sciences, School of Health Professions at New York Institute of Technology.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that department, we have three academic programs. We have a master's, which is entirely online in clinical nutrition, and then we have two bachelor's degrees, one in health sciences and one in health and wellness. And both of those degrees are on campus in Old Westbury.
Okay, well, that's great. You know, what we're going to do during a little bit later is, well, maybe if you have a phone number or the website that people can look at to kind of get an idea of what's out there. We have Christina Liu, who is the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead's Department of Services for the Aging and the Project Independence NU, producer of this radio show that she puts together every week. Every week we have 3-4 guests. It takes a lot of work, and she really is a master at it. And we'll be talking, Christina will be, and I will be, and David will be talking Talk of the Town at 10:30 today. So we have a little different, a change in our schedule. So 10:30 to 11, we'll be speaking with Christina, Talk of the Town. She'll be letting us know what's going on in North Hempstead. And then we'll do our old-time radio. And then we're going to have our second guest, Robert Lang, who is the commissioner of SWAMA, which is the Solid Waste Management Authority at the Town of North Hempstead. We'll be talking about the STOP program and throwing out pollutants the proper way. So that'll be interesting. Susan.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan and Mindy, both for coming today.
Thank you.
We wanted to talk a little bit about, we were talking a little bit about osteopaths, because this is via the, it's now you said it's no longer NICOM, it's considered
NITCOM.
NITCOM.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there
NITCOM
is,
standing for, it stands for College of Osteopathic Medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thank you for that. And you're working, they have a Center for Sports Medicine at the college.
Yes, there is an academic healthcare center at the college. One of the, we have the Center for Sports Medicine that is part of the academic healthcare center. There are many programs and services we provide that people aren't aware that we are open to the public. We are on the campus of NYIT, but it is an academic healthcare center. Fully, we see different patients for different services, including acupuncture. We have the Adele Smithers Parkinson's Disease Treatment Center there. We have breast health services, the Center for Sports Medicine, the Ehlers-Danlos Syndrome Treatment Program, which I'm part of there as well.
And what is that?
It's a kind of a very unknown disease that it's really come to the forefront, and it's more of a connective tissue disease.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I work with Dr. David Teague. He is a geneticist, and he actually evaluates patients to see if there's different forms of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. So he will assess a patient to see what kind of, there's different forms of EDS, and then find the proper care as far as getting them help for, you know, whether it's occupational therapy, physical therapy, a neurologist, cardiologist, things like that.
Right.
So it's a pretty serious disease.
Yeah.
But this is something we just started. It's about a year and a half now. We've gotten into that program, and I'm working with him with that program. And then I work with Dr. Helly Zweibel with the Center for Sports Medicine. And that's where, you know, we have a lot of quality care that we have there for wellness programs, exercise, different things that, you know, people can come to. And we do have a gym there, as a matter of fact, and to assess people even at, you know, any age, to see what kind of exercise regime you may need that's good for you and your, where you are in your time of life.
Right.
You know?
That was going to kind of be one of our questions, because we are Project Independence, and our residents that we serve are 60 and over in the town of North Hempstead. So I'm interested to know what, how do we find out about it? How would a senior find out about it? And what services directly do you have for for the aging population?
Okay, so with the Center for Sports Medicine, we have quality care that has improved, you know, training approaches to exercise and optimize, you know, each individual's performance. So we also obviously see athletes, you know, younger people, but we see athletes of all different ages, from mm-hmm. young to old. So if you were saying the over 60 population, we do have ways to show the population how to prevent, you know, and recover from injuries if you're exercising, and what not to do if, you know, to prevent injuries as well. And then we do have the physical therapists and occupational therapists on board, and they also at the Center for Sports Medicine test balance, bone density, bone composition, and cardiopulmonary health. So these things, anyone can come and, you know, use our services.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
In sports medicine, I've seen it at various physical therapists have gone to sports medicine seems to be, what should I say, first among equals in terms of amount of time spent, the amount of emphasis. I mean, the sports medicine is one of the services here.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right.
But is it, what should I say, the most popular, the most used, the most...
No, I think we have like an equal amount of, I guess, the Adele Smithers Parkinson's Disease Treatment Center is very popular at our health center. People, we have a large population Parkinson's patients that come there.
Okay.
So we have that as well. And we have family medicine. So people come there for physicals and for... you know, any, you know, I guess
a cold or
you know, a flu shot or, you know, things.
Right, so
they would see your family practitioner for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody moves into North Hempstead and says, gee, I really need a physician.
This is a place you can come to.
Yeah, this is a group, if you will.
Yes, it is, because we do have the different services. I actually didn't finish going through all of the services we have, both family medicine, internal medicine, neurology, occupational therapy, osteopathic manipulation, physical medicine rehab, physical therapy, and we also have radiology. We can do x-rays there, speech pathology, and a wellness program.
And you accept, I'm assuming, all major insurances?
Yes, most.
Which is
we do.
Extremely important.
Yes.
One-stop shopping.
Yes, and it depends, too, because whoever the doctor that you're seeing, they each are under different, you know, as far as insurance is their coverage. So we'd always say to you, please just double check, you know, if you're seeing one particular doctor, that they take Medicare, which most of these our doctors are part of Medicare.
Mm. So. And what about acupuncture? I mean, I know a lot more insurance companies are covering it if somebody was to have it there.
They will verify before you come. So, you know, you will know ahead of time that, you know, whether it will be covered or not. You know, but we do have a doctor that does acupuncture, and he is a DO, Dr. Lee.
The doctors, for the most part, affiliated with a particular hospital?
They do each have different hospitals they are affiliated with. I don't know exactly, you know, it depends on each doctor. It's individual to the doctor.
So it's not, you know, like people, ProHealth is one large group here on the island.
Yeah,
associated most of the time with what used to be called North Shore University, now Northwell.
Right. Yes, no, we don't have that.
Very interesting. So the doctors and specialists that treat there, is that their main facility, or maybe do they have other private practices?
Well, they also are part of the academic portion of the College of NYIT, the College of Osteopathic Medicine. They teach as well.
Right.
Yes.
Very great. I mean, this is great. We really need to get the word out about this. So we actually have about... not even 50 seconds left for this segment. We'll be back and talk a little bit more about this, and also speaking with Mindy because we want to talk a little bit about, you know, health and nutrition for seniors. And we will be back in about two minutes, Victoria. You've been listening to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org, and we will be back in a few minutes. Thanks.